See us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it's 9:06 on this Friday, June 19th. We're here at the Lion's Den in Dardanelle. This is the home course of John Daly. It is his course, and his brother, Jamie, runs it. And they got a big golf tournament tomorrow benefiting the VFW Post 8383 New Blaine. And there's still room if you want to be a part of it. They've got about 25 teams. What time does it get underway, Jimmy?
10 o'clock tee off.
So that's an easy peasy.
We do it that way for a reason.
If you want to stay up all night like these guys did, yeah. you can probably make it to here tomorrow. It's only $360 too. So
yeah.
But hanging out here, and of course you can call Jimmy Stewart at 479-747-2701 for more information. You got Maximum Overdrive plan. You've got an auction. All to raise money for the VFW.
Yeah, so. Gravely. Mower for a hole in one prize of
professional.
Gravely, absolutely.
You bet. Those are our friends too. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show.
Do it.
A couple of the things here, Roger, before we go to Steve Qualls. Our buddy Michael Marion says at the arena, Weird Al Yankovic tomorrow. Wingstop Saturday, September 12th, Roger, which we talked about. Tickets for that go on sale today at 10 o'clock.
Oh, for the Wingstop?
Yeah, for Wingstop.
Well, that won't last long.
Yeah.
I look forward to doing that with Mike Kennedy every year. I mean, the wings are gone. It's a fantastic event. And I think it's at that day, that Saturday, is the day that the Razorbacks play at 9 p.m.
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Is that right?
I believe that's that case. The reason I say that, James Ballantyne, the salesperson extraordinaire, set that deal up.
We got to give a shout out to Tommy Shea, who set up the True Grit Trail Posse.
Uh-huh.
Loved it, taking advantage of that. And we love coming to Dardanelle. We love this community. It's a good place. And we're glad that tomorrow will be a big deal. We've got Stacey Daughtry here with the Dardanelle Chamber of Commerce. She loves this community too. And I love the fact you guys are helping others and helping your veterans.
Stacey, I did trivia at y'all's place a couple of years ago. I sure did. You hear what they're saying?
They're saying
I am the best trivia because I did trivia up here at the.
You got an award to show us.
It was Christmas time. I think I wore a tux.
Want to give a shout out.
Was it last year?
Wow.
Time flies.
Want to give a shout out to Dan Wamack. Roger saw him yesterday. You know, we've worked closely with him with a lot of commercials.
I like Dan.
With Oaklawn. Great guy. Very talented. One of the best in the nation at what he does.
Fun dude, yeah.
I've already scored some gear today here in the pro shop.
Yeah.
Roxy, thank you so much.
Now, you're going to have to get up. You've got to take your pants
off. I've lost a little weight.
Yeah, you can
get up.
You know what? He could use a safety pin.
it's time to go racing, Roger. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Amen.
Let's go, Christian. Let's bring in our man, Steve Qualls.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubs.
Bow,
he rubs.
Bow.
The sun is racing.
You ain't first. You're last.
Hit the pace.
Bam, bam.
What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
I mean, I wake up before and I piss excellence. This is a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy! In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
Good morning, Steve. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, race fans. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I was ready for that one. Hey, we're going to have some strength and honor shirts thanks to Steve Qualls.
Oh, are you serious?
Right, Steve?
Steve.
Yep, we're going to get him here
Steve
pretty quick.
Great.
Yeah.
Steve was with us yesterday at the Ohio Club. Glad he got to sit in with Sadiq.
Oh, let me tell you something about that guy.
Yeah.
Last, he got his belly full over at the Ohio Club. And you know what? He's a growing boy because he didn't mind knocking back some more of those great wings there at Mainline. You had a great crowd there last night, Steve. And once again, brother, I appreciate you and all the support that you and your family and all the other folks that you bring in making Mainline Sports Bar and myself champions in AY Magazine,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a great time at the Ohio Club. It's always fun when you're from your hometown, and you always learn some little nugget that you didn't know about your hometown. So that was a really fun day. Appreciate
yeah, true.
To go with you guys.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Well, all right, talk to us about NASCAR. What are you? There's a lot of folks listening. They'll have a clue about NASCAR. Some of them do. Give us a scoop. What do we need to know this weekend?
All right, well, first off, it's Father's Day. So before we get started, I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad, Donnie Qualls, which is the GOAT. The guy's taught me more on accidents than most people learn on purpose. And I'm forever grateful for what my dad does and continues to do for me and my family. So thanks, Dad. I love you. And I hope you have a great weekend. Long to NASCAR. They raced at Pocono last weekend at the Tricky Triangle. No rally series. Justin Allgaier wins again. He's dominating this series right now, and he is the points leader. In the Cup Series, Denny Hamlin is just on another level right now. Had an awesome car all day. Started from the pole. Wins the race. He's overtaken Kyle Busch now. He's ninth in the most Cup Series wins of all time at 64. Christopher Bell with his broke wrist had a great car. Forced pit strategy cost him a top five finish. He runs out of gas on the last lap of the race.
What?
There's a couple of young guys.
How does that happen?
Coming that we're not talking about very much. And it's John Hunter, Nemechek, and Eric Jones from Legacy Motorsports. And this team is a part owner. One of the part owners in them is Jimmy Johnson, which is the seven-time Cup champion. Both these guys finished fourth and sixth. And another interesting thing, Amazon is doing the broadcast. They're getting so many of the races this year. And with their flexibility, there was weather in the area, and they moved the race up 2 hours. So instead of us racing for a while and then stopping, and then they would not have got to race till Monday, with their flexibility, they were able to move the race up 2 hours, got the whole race in, and about 30 minutes after the race was over, it's a downpour. And there's another nugget to watch in Amazon right now, and that is Arkansas's own Mark Martin is part of this broadcast team.
Well, I tell you, if that's the case, I want to get Mark Martin on the show.
Sure.
If he's doing it, we've had him on before. It's been a while, but if I didn't know that he was doing that. I thought he'd retire up to Colorado or somewhere. So that's cool. Well, listen, Steve, how in the world, if you do this for a living, the details that you must cover for NASCAR, how in the world do you run out of gas? How do you not have the calculations down to everything where that would never happen?
Well, they were on a different pit strategy than the other guys. And if they would have caught a caution the right way, one little thing goes in their favor, they win the race. So it's sometimes a gamble to get yourself in a position at the end of the race to maybe take a chance and win. If they would have had one or two caution laps within 20 to go, he would have had enough gas and some of the other guys, and then he would have, other than some of the other guys, and he'd have won the race. So it's a strategy, and it was a gamble.
Jimmy, Jimmy, you're a pretty good NASCAR fan, right?
Pretty decent. More back in the older days, Earnhardt, Dale Jarrett.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got it's the Steve Qualls question of the week, Roger.
Yep.
We teased this last week. Steve, what is it? Are we giving away a Morning Mayhem shirt for this? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, sir. So the question this week is, on the new NASCAR next-gen car, how many lug nuts are on the wheel? Is it one, five, six, or eight?
It's six.
One, five, six, or well, I think there's liquids flowing here that we need to keep an eye on, so it's all good. Lug nuts.
Yeah.
Lug nuts. Who knew in the fourth hour of the show we'd be questioning lug nuts?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I knew this one right. You're right over there, young man. 661-1037 for you to win a Morning Mayhem shirt. If you're a NASCAR fan, you don't have any lug nuts or
wheel.
Yeah, just I'm sure the phone lines are lighting up. So just pick the first one to call. Let's go with it. Joe, what's the answer?
Just one
is correct. That's right. Tommy, you had it right. Jamie, you didn't. Yeah, how does that work?
It's big.
Is it a big lug? we used to. How many in a regular car, Roger? How many lug nuts in a regular car?
It's usually an odd number. It's an odd number. Yeah, yeah.
Five, yeah.
The reason I say odd, because you go here.
How does that work, Steve, with one lug nut?
It's just a thinner lug that fits in the middle of the wheel. In the previous cars, O'Reilly series and the others, they still run five, but this is just a new design with the next-gen car, similar to Formula One and Indy cars.
Gotcha. Let's talk about this next race that's out at San Diego, California.
Yeah, this is so cool, man. Especially if you're a military guy, the naval base Coronada in San Diego this weekend. They've got a race course built inside the naval base. It's held there this year in honor of the 250th birthday of the Navy and of the country. It's a 3.5 mile course, 16 turns. There's a lot of neat nuances about this. One of them is the Haas factory team, Cole Custer number 41, is going to honor the legacy of the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, which was a Navy aviator, by the way. And they're also going to be sponsored by Texas A&M. So his car is all graphiced up with George Bush and Texas A&M. So I thought that was a great tribute to them. Another thing about this race, no NASCAR drivers have been on this course. So the only way they're getting familiar with it right now is by using simulators. So nobody's been out there.
That's
they don't have experience in this track. One of the things that's going on this weekend is Brent Cruz, which is a road racer. He's an excellent road racer. He's going to be on standby for Christopher Bell. If you remember 2 weeks ago, Bell broke his wrist, and road courses have lots of turns and lots of shifting. I expect Christopher Bell to step out of the car pretty early in this race and put Brent Cruz in. And Chris, there's only two drivers. Another thing NASCAR did this weekend was you can't do double duty this weekend at the track. You can't run the O'Reilly race on Saturday and then the Cup race on Sunday. But they have gave two exemptions for this race. One of them is Brent Cruz, and the other one is Austin Hill, which is the driver of the 33, which is the Kyle Busch car that was number 8. They turned it to 33 because they're retiring his number. Those are the only two drivers that are going to be allowed to do double duty this weekend.
Why is that, Steve? Why are they the only two?
Well, NASCAR does not want any unfair advantages by half of the Cup Series car drivers being in the O'Reilly race on Saturday. So that's their reason.
Is it just because of the injury issue that because you just said they don't want to do it, then why they're letting them? Is it just because of that injury issue they're letting them step in? That's the only reason? Okay.
Yeah. It's an injury issue with Christopher Bell, and Austin Hill is stepping into Kyle Busch's car to run for the remainder of the season. And so he also has his own team that he races for in O'Reilly. So they did give those two guys the exemption, but nobody else.
I was looking at your favorites. Our man Steve Qualls is also doing, he's giving the betting lines with the Oakland Sports Fan Duo.
How about that?
What about Van Gisbergen?
Van Gisbergen.
Yes,
Van Gisbergen. Good in Herman Van Gisbergen.
What's
that? He will not be lapped.
what about him?
Well, I think Van Gisbergen is by far the favorite. You know, again, we've talked about his road racing ability from and Connor Zillig, a real young and up and comer. He's going to do really well. Tyler Reddick, good on road courses. This Lane Riggs, and Brent Cruz, those five should be in there. But you just never know. I mean, this is again a track that none of these guys have driven on. there's some unique corners in this thing, and you know, wrecks can happen. So it's going to be
I think
the military community, it's going to be awesome how they're going to, how NASCAR is going to honor our military and our 250th birthday.
You know why Roger could never run in this race, Jimmy and Steve? You know why?
No idea.
Can you imagine how difficult it would be for Roger to be able to text with 16 turns? He just could not text. And
you're telling me about that. Is that what we're doing?
I just fucked you up.
Is that what we're doing?
Listen, I'm not as good as you. I occasionally do it, but I think you're more
occasionally
than
occasionally do it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone, my friend, because I tell you what, I could not fall asleep yesterday on the way back to Little Rock from Hot Springs if I wanted to. Thanks to that little grade that they have in the middle of the highway that lets everybody know you might be crossing over.
That's what they need on NASCAR. They need a little grade to the side.
You are horrible. Now, Steve, here's the other deal, though. I don't want you to ever be on here and tell me, hey, I want to talk about Van Giesenberg. No, you have to say it, Van Giesenberg.
No, we just call him SVG. That's how everybody knows.
SVG. All
right.
SVG.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got Formula One too, right? Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Lewis Hamilton moved over to Ferrari. Has had a horrible last two seasons, and he comes back and wins last weekend. He's had 106 victories, which is the most in Formula One.
Wow.
Kimi Antonelli, that we talked about last week, had a mechanical failure last week. Had a motor.
Is it Kimi Antonelli?
Who's he like tomorrow?
That's just right. Listen, you got to realize, Steve, that we've got, when you get a name like Kimi Antonelli.
Listen, we struck out completely with Danny West today with no names. Now we're counting on you to make up the slack that we have with a Kimi Antonelli.
The Lewis Hamilton guy, I mean, you had 106 darn victories in F1. That is a ton, man. I don't know how many years he's been driving. I thought he was a pretty young guy, but 106 victories is pretty. How old is he?
What do you think, Steve? Is he like 32, maybe?
I was going to say mid-30s at least.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
60.
That's a lot of victories for a guy in his early 30s. So,
Steve, who would you say is the GOAT of F1? Is it him or is it Schumacher? I think numbers-wise, it's probably Hamilton.
I'm an old-school guy. I always loved Schumacher. Because he drove the dancing pony,
right?
And now you've got Hamilton driving, so that's pretty cool. But I like them both. I mean, Hamilton is phenomenal, but I'm sure there's some other guys down the road that, you know, it's hard to deny numbers and stats. So,
Verstappen may catch him.
106. Yeah, 106 victories.
That.
Which would you rather, before we let you go, Steve, which would you rather? Would you rather be in an F1 car, which goes, 220 top speed on a track, or a NASCAR car that goes 195? Well, you had the choice. Does it matter to you? Are you going to be a NASCAR guy all along, or would you mind doing the F1 driving, which you get a little bit faster?
I'm greedy. I want to do both. I love the Formula One, but I love the racing of NASCAR so much more than I do Formula One.
I think of F1, I think of the guy in
the old days,
Talladega Nights, the French guy, the French guy. What's his name?
What's his name?
Aaron Cohen, or are you talking about his name in the movie?
Yeah, no, the character's name. Yeah, the character's name, and he talks to you.
Is it like
Jean-Louis
Gerard or something like that?
I would like you to meet my husband.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's how it is.
It is not pancakes. It is crepes.
Was that F1? Was he an F1 driver that came over to race John against the Talladega Nights?
Yeah. Mr. Dennett hired him.
Who did?
Mr. Dennett, young son.
Hey guys, there is a Formula One driver that is going to be racing Sunday in the NASCAR race. I just cannot recall his name right now.
Go ahead, Jimmy. If you know what it is, say it. Okay, never mind. Jimmy, you act like you were going to say his name. Well, Steve, hey, great stuff. That's a lot of information.
Yeah, dude.
That's a lot of NASCAR stuff.
It's NASCAR overload.
I'm exhausted with the NASCAR info. This guy does his prep work. He was up till 1 o'clock last night typing away, talking to the experts to see who was going to win and who was not going to win.
Also taking shirt orders doing it.
He was doing that, too. He's the man on the go.
He really is.
Steve Qualls, he's everywhere. If you got a T-shirt need, a hat need, any kind of emblem, any kind of thing for your company.
Yeah. You got a company, Steve, you got a business, you got a family gathering that you're getting ready to go on a family vacation, and you need 10, 15 shirts.
Or
say,
a thousand shirts.
Or a thousand for your family. For your family.
Yeah, but yeah.
Maybe you're a Duggar. Maybe all the Duggars need a shirt. Say, hey, we're part of the Duggars. That's a case.
Call Design Lab. How can folks find you, Steve? What's the best website to find you?
Our website is designlablra.com. Or you can find us on social media.
Awesome.
Or you call us at 501-767-0066.
All right. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
There you go. There he goes. He's out. Right, we're going boogity, 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 and strength and honor.
That's it.
Can we keep the horse track on?
Listen, this guy right here, he would not keep quiet.
He's oblivious. He's oblivious.
You were going to say we just got an...
we just had another team sign up for the tournament.
Awesome. You want to give them a shout out?
That's beautiful. I don't know if my phone messaged correct. But it said Tabian, and I told him I'd call him right after
right.
the show.
Well, thank you. Listen, if you want to play in the tournament tomorrow, you still got slots.
Yeah. All in.
Yeah. What's the phone number again?
479-747-2701.
There you go. And I think the weather.
Call the buzz.
I think call the buzz. You'll never hear from.
It don't matter. Christian's got.
I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good tomorrow. So
Jamie's got a U.S. Open setup out there on the course. The roughs.
Is that right?
It's going to be.
Tough. Oh no, we got. If you don't hit the fairway, you're done.
Now, listen, they just hit me, Roger.
You're done. You are done.
What is it, PTSD?
How your ball lands and everything. Because I am the golf course superintendent.
Somebody's going to have to grab him in a minute. No, remember the last time I had you live on a show somewhere, Jamie? You remember what happened?
I said the wrong word.
That's on TV.
I forgot it was on TV.
It was live. But it's okay.
All right, we'll take a break, come back here. We got to do our Hulk Holmes movie review.
Okay.
I cannot say that either.
It's tough to say. Hulk Holmes. The Doobie Brothers.
I got to say one thing. I love you, Governor, and I can't wait to get on our first date. I love you.
I don't know what he's talking about, but somebody get him. Debbie, rescue him early. Here, listen. Can you cook some more eggs while we're during the break?
No, I got ribs going on the grill.
Of course you do. All right, don't go away. It's 9:29 here.
I love you, Arkansas.
The Lions Den here benefiting the VFW 8383 New Blaine. Don't go away.
He could handle a rope, and he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked on water.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball landed a big man in 6'11", 225-pound Russian Ilya Frolov. Frolov was playing for Real Madrid on their under-22 squad. This past season, he averaged 14 points and 7 rebounds on 61% from the floor and 36% from 3 in 23 minutes a night. However, on the downside, in those 23 minutes a night, he averaged half a block. In football, the Razorbacks added their 17th and 18th verbal commitments of the 2027 class. We'll start with 3-star defensive back Kevin Grant of Arlington, Texas, who chose Arkansas over UNLV, North Texas, Tulsa, and others. Then number 18 was 4-star offensive lineman from Overland Park, Kansas, Elijah Shaw. He chose Arkansas over Wisconsin, Ole Miss, Iowa State, Boston College, Oklahoma State, and others. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and muggy today with a high of 84 degrees in Little Rock, plus a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, but we could still have some early this afternoon. Tonight, it will remain mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rainfall, a low of 69. Saturday, a high of 87 and a 20% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating. Side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holton Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas. Responsible attorney, Michael
Rainwater. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
A lot of daddy's songs today. This is an Elvis cover, right?
Yeah.
Is
this a Mac Davis song?
No, this is Elvis.
Is it Mac Davis?
Is it? From my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still wet. My pillow still wet from last night's tears.
As I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy.
Obviously that's being played because it's Father's Day this coming weekend.
Don't cry.
Couple things. Got somebody listening at the Darnell Regional Medical Center. They said, we love you guys. Well, back at you. I didn't see a name on that, so sorry. Or we give you a shout out. We love you too.
Salute. We can do it if you want to.
Salute. Somebody says when are the races going back to network television? I don't know that information. Somebody says is Ricky Bobby there in the background? No, that's Jamie Daly.
No, Ricky's there.
Jamie Bobby.
Get over here.
Jamie Bobby.
Wiser's here.
All right, we've got to
For Amanda Simmons doesn't have the ability to send in a message to her hubby.
Sorry, all over.
Pat. So happy Father's Day to you, Pat Simmons, over at Bryant Small Engine Repair.
All right, we've got to do our Hawks Home movie review.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and hit that open if you can there, Christian.
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks
Home,
offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to HawksHomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
All right. We talked about this. You know, every movie review we do, guys, is we try to find some one of us, the four of us, hadn't seen it.
Right.
So this movie, it's a really sort of an odd movie to watch. It's called Nighthawks. It was done in 1981. It's a Sylvester Stallone movie. He'd done Rocky I, where he was an Academy Award winner. He'd done Rocky II, and a couple movies in between. And this is a movie, Roger, we've talked about that. Billy Dee Williams, Rutger Hauer. His first big Rutger Hauer, first big movie for him.
It was his,
and he turned out a couple other roles to work with. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say it was his American film debut.
Yeah, that's right. And he the Bionic Woman was in this.
Lindsay Wagner and Joe Spinell. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but I like Joe. Joe died a tragic death. Because you don't see him in many other movies. Joe played Lieutenant. What's that?
Was he the police?
He was. Lieutenant. He was a lieutenant.
Oh, he was a regular. He was a sort of a.
Now he was in Godfather 1 and 2.
Oh, yes, that's right.
He was in Godfather 1 and 2. He's the gangster. That Rocky worked for as far as going to collect the money.
So that's why he used him in this movie.
He used as many, you know, just like most of them do, they'll put some of their old guys. And that guy, I've always liked him. If you go back and see, I think he fell and bled to death or didn't go to the doctor.
Seriously?
Or something happened to him. Yeah. So, I mean, the dude died young. It wasn't too many movies that he made.
What did he do in the Godfather?
In the Godfather, he was one of, he was just one of the, what do you call him? Not the, He was muscle. You'd see him. Yeah.
Hush. This movie, the basics.
This is one of those movies. It's a great bad movie. It's one of those movies that when Samantha goes, "You're watching that again," I can go, "Baby, I'm doing it for work."
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
The premise is that Rutger Hauer is a terrorist that comes to New York City.
Right.
So
he's a worldwide terrorist.
And Stallone and Billy Dee Williams are street cops for detectives.
Right.
And they've got him on this this new commission
right.
to deal with terrorists.
Right.
And they're new to it. Nobody believes it's going to happen.
Right. They get a hold of a guy named the actor Nigel Davenport.
He's really good. Great actor.
Right. He's fantastic on that one. And he goes and talks to what's his name? De Silva.
Yes.
Detective De Silva is who Stallone is. Billy Dee Williams, Sergeant Matthew Fox. These are New York guys. These are gritty New York guys. And they're learning on their ropes as well.
And what,
learning on the.
Oh, my God.
Rutger Hauer is he's Wolfgar. He kills somebody.
Yeah.
That gets everybody's attention.
Yeah, he does.
He kills somebody, and he thinks I'm here. He's
international terrorist is who he is.
And
Roger's been doing
this for a long time.
Yeah,
it's a scene in the movie.
Because the guy, he's tried to, he's gone to plastic surgery.
Yes.
He's done a lot to change his appearance and everything. And so the British detective who knows Rutger Hauer's character from all of the international terrorism that he has, he's teaching New York cops how to fight terrorism, how to look for these type of guys. And do not let this guy, don't think that you know everything. This guy is crafty. He knows what he's doing. So Sylvester Stallone's character, they're out looking for this guy. They go to a nightclub. They're in
disco.
New York. They're going to do a disco. Sylvester Stallone has a sketch with a pencil where he's looking at this deal. He's looking at him.
Billy Dee Williams says, come on,
Billy Dee Williams says, come on, let's go. And he goes, no, wait a minute. Let me show. And Stallone, his character is always great because of the way he talks. Because Stallone has a piece of paper and a pencil, and he's got a sketch, a fantastic pencil sketch of Rutger Hauer in it. And he's trying to do some erasing and everything because he is saying that if this guy could have changed his appearance. And as Stallone goes, what if I did this?
and did a little bit of this.
He's erasing equipment
and did this. And Billy Dee Williams' character goes, yes, so what? He goes, because this is standing over there.
It's so funny.
And then they look at him.
It's so good.
They start staring him down. Rutger Hauer, I'm getting goosebumps. Rutger Hauer notices and feels these guys. Like you felt that kid that stole your McDonald's sack in Amsterdam. Yes. You feel the presence on the back of it. And then Rutger Hauer's character starts walking away because he sees him on it. And then Stallone goes, yells at him, and there's a guy that's break dancing, doing a little dancing. Wolfgang turns around, shoots the guy in the back as that's going on, and the chase ensues. It begins,
and then, of course, they go face to face. Christian, you're the one who hadn't seen this movie.
I hadn't seen it.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say the funniest part about that scene is because Stallone is basically doing plastic surgery. He's an expert on plastic surgery, and he's doing it on the piece of paper.
Yes, he is.
This is off the top of my head. The four most thrilling scenes in the history of movies. We got the chase scene in Bullet, the shootout in Heat.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the car chase scene in Conan. Right. And then we got the sketch scene in this movie.
It's the sketch scene. I'll give it to you one more time. Here we go. Here it is. And when I do that, then I want you, but Dave, to play Billy Dee Williams and go, yes, so what? All right? Okay. When I get it, I'll go, all right. All right. Uh-oh. What if I should do this and maybe do a little bit of this?
So what?
Because this. Send it over there.
So, and then, of course, the ending is the payoff for this movie. The ending, Christian? I mean, that's to me.
Yeah, I had some fun facts about this. Of course, I did some research. The most fun fact about this movie is that it was initially The French Connection 3.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, okay.
This was written as The French Connection 3, but Hackman didn't want to do another one, so they had to rework it.
Really?
Yep. Billy D.
Wow.
Billy D. Williams' character
I did not know that.
Was going to be Richard Pryor.
Okay. Wow.
With Gene Hackman?
Yes.
Or with Billy D.?
With Gene Hackman. It would have been Gene Hackman and Richard Pryor in The French Connection 3.
Well, may I be the first one to say thank God they didn't do that?
Yeah.
As much as I love Richard Pryor and Gene Hackman.
What else you got for us, Christian?
Gene Hackman's dead.
He is dead. So is Richard Pryor.
He is dead.
Billy Dee and Sly spent weeks working night shifts with street crime units as prep.
Okay.
The final scene that you mentioned with Rucker Hauer getting his comeuppance, which is also hilarious.
Yes.
I did not see it coming. I thought that Sly was going to come out of nowhere or something and stop him from committing the crime.
Yes.
But it turns out he was there the entire time. I don't want to spoil it because I assume a lot of people haven't seen this movie.
Yeah. It's a director's trick what they do with time. They try to mislead you on the timeline. That's right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think Sly was in that kitchen. I think there was a stand-in.
Well, he said it was a stand-in. He doesn't think that's guy. It looks like a lady's figure. Let me just say this. You say it looks like a lady's figure. Maybe you just don't want to admit you thought Sly looked good in a robe and a wig.
Maybe Sly did look good in a dress. Wasn't he in a dress in the first scene of the movie?
It may be.
All right.
It's a great bad movie. $5 million to make. $20 million at the box office. Again, we like movies that you don't have to do a lot of thinking about. And this is a movie you don't have to do a lot of thinking about. Just watch it. Enjoy it. And once again, I'll give you another scene where Sylvester Stallone's character, De Silva, is yelling again because it sounds the same all over the place. It's when he's coming around. Rutger Hauer's character is waiting on Billy Dee Williams' character to come around. He slashes his jaw with a knife, and you hear, and of course, Sylvester Stallone has to stop and help his buddy.
Yeah.
He can't keep chasing, and you hear Stallone going, oh,
<"Hoo-hoo!" laughs>
Yeah. I'm gonna get you. And it's so
Stallone.
It's so good.
It's like Rocky. Rocky is now making another movie. He's a cop now.
Exactly.
It's doing Serpico.
It goes Tulsa King.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Stallone doing Serpico.
Exactly. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 5,
yeah.
5 Morning Mayhem.
5 being great.
5 being great. What do you give it to, Christian?
I gave it a 3, but I had a good time with it. I had a good time with it. I will say that.
Okay.
Very good.
Roger, what'd you have?
Well, it's a no-brainer for me. You don't have a scene like that disco scene and not try to go, I want to give it more than a 5. It's a 5.
Whoa, how about it's that? Wow.
It's a 5. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. Because
it's always been one of our favorites that people haven't seen before.
Because of what it is. And it showed the true range of Sylvester Stallone.
It did.
And I like the lieutenant in there as well. Because the other character, if you get away from some of the other characters, and just watch some of the other acting that's going on. I know it made $15 million, but that's $15 million in 1981.
That's right. That's right.
I
think it's a good bad movie.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed it.
It's a good bad ending.
And I think Billy Dee Williams and both and Stallone are good together.
Absolutely.
Do want to thank Hawks Holmes, Brian Hawks, and Kevin Hawks. Go to hawkshomes.net, 501-327-8025. Dake will take great care of you, manufactured and modular homes here in Arkansas, thanks to them. Gidget's here. How about that? Look at that.
Give it up for John Daly letting us do this here.
What is this?
Give it up for John Daly letting us do this.
Give it up for John. Listen, whatever you say. Listen, I know
love
if you could
my
hear.
Brother. I love my brother.
We know you do.
This is incredible.
If you could hear Jamie in the background giving us also his review of the movie while we were talking.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and you get more teams, Jimmy.
Yeah,
you got another call.
Roxy told me 2 more signed up while we were doing this one. So
yeah, let's
to 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's throw out the number one more time.
Yeah, 479-747-2701.
It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. And again, it's raising money for the VFW 8383, guys who have given their lives on the line.
Break.
What's that?
Good morning, Little Rock. We are going to commercial break, and welcome to 103.7 The Buzz. I love you.
It's Roger says, anytime we do a show with Jamie or John, there's always a possibility of fun things happening.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you are on your toes. And you know what? And it keeps us on our toes. And we need that. We need that for a Friday.
Yeah, we do. We need that for a Friday. Channel 7 director still chasing me down for the last time we had Jamie. All right, don't go away. 9:47.
Oh, and shout out to my neighbor Ben West, who said, "Dang, did Baz just call you out on your driving and texting?" I said, "Yep, yeah, Ben, he did. He sure did."
All
right, don't go away. 9:48.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. Travs were dropped last night by the Frisco Rough Riders 13-4 and officially eliminated from the first half North Division title chase. Travs will have an opportunity to make the postseason again in the second half of the Texas League season, which starts next week. Travs never got their footing last night, falling behind by 6 early. Hunter Fitzgerald, the lone bright spot offensively, 2 hits, including his 14th home run. Travs try it again tonight, 6:50 for coverage over on Buzz 2, 7:05 for the first pitch. It's left-hander Cade Anderson on the mound for the 12th time this year. He is 6-0 with a 1.13 ERA. He's been unscored on in 8 of his first 11 starts this year. Cade Anderson on the mound tonight for the Travs on the road in Frisco. Travs return home next week. Home to start the second half of the season. 6-game series against San Antonio begins on Tuesday with the Travs home all week. Check out Travs.com for the promotions and to get tickets. Again, Travs on the road at Frisco, 7:05 tonight with Cade Anderson on the mound. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration, but there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything, family owned, and can answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Topgolf.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are 2 lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
What if you could get access to GLP-1 weight loss treatments for just $39? With Rowan RX, you can access doctor-guided GLP-1 weight loss treatments and a personalized weight loss program for up to 80 to 90% less than name brand prices. 100% online, and the medication is delivered straight to your door. No long waits, no paying thousands out of pocket. Available with or without insurance. Just one simple way to get started. Text SHAPE to 400-500 to see if you qualify. That's SHAPE to 400-500.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Nice to have the new Miss Arkansas. There with that little rejoiner.
Absolutely.
All right, 9:54. Is Phil or Justin in, Christian?
They're on the road.
Or either, or none.
Punch up the tie line, see if they're there.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to see where they were today. Do you know where they're
while you're doing that, let me give a shout-out to Network Services Group for getting me set up.
Yeah, you betcha.
Getting me set up yesterday on my so I could get the Zeta to go on my computer. Shout-out to Gemma for making sure that I had a second a backup laptop in case that didn't happen. And a shout-out to Chuck Denton from Cellular Data Solutions, who brought antennas over to my house yesterday. He was listening to our show. He's a listener and a supporter with our Cradle Point in case we needed an extra boost. And everything worked out for us today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Teamwork makes that dream up. Thank you for getting the equipment and bringing it up.
You bet. We got it done today. Always good to come hang out. Jimmy, great to see you again, as always.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Good luck tomorrow.
And, hey, thank y'all.
Jimmy, great to see you. Thanks for what you do to the community.
Little Rock. I love you, Arkansas.
Yeah, you guys are so much
go
fun.
Hogs.
Appreciate everything you do at the VFW.
We appreciate you keeping us going.
Yeah, I hear you. Either Phil or Justin, I hear them somewhere.
Yeah, I was just making sure this was the
are
mic.
Are you there?
I am here. Uh-oh.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Justin.
We okay?
How are you?
I'm
Justin
okay.
Acree or Dave? Hey, Justin, one day I want to call you, and I want you to explain sports to me.
Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
That's all I ever do.
I'll turn him down where we can hear you. Go ahead, Justin.
I couldn't tell if I was glitching or you were. I guess you guys are because our signal looks okay.
Yeah.
We're at UAMS at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital, and we are talking to some docs here today and let you know about all the cool stuff they've got to offer if you have orthopedic issues of any sort. Tom Murphy will join us, Red White Report, and all the normal stuff we do on Fridays. So I think we're going to get Zach Gillum on, too, with the latest odds on U.S. soccer for today, since we missed him yesterday. So,
did you? I heard or read somewhere there's some bad blood between U.S. and Australia in the soccer community or the soccer teams. Have you heard that?
Their last friendly wasn't very friendly.
What's the scoop
apparently
on that?
It got a little chippy. So apparently we're gonna get it on today for a lot more on the line. So it'll be fun.
Okay. Father's Day plans for you this weekend? Laying low, doing fun stuff, what?
Watching soccer and baseball and hanging out.
You are a foodie, and do got to say, we had a great time over it. I know you know Sadiq Amir, who owns, I think, 5 restaurants in Hot Springs, including the Ohio Club. Really good food yesterday, really quality. We enjoyed that. And I think Justin would approve of that, don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt. Justin,
it was all
you
quality.
They wanted to make sure that we let everybody know that the Ohio Club's not just a burger place, because that's what it was. But, Justin, you would have loved that chicken parm. And if you like a Reuben, they have a nice Reuben as well and the other burgers. And the lobster roll. I mean, fantastic. This is all right there, and now they have dessert. So next time you're down there, do yourself a favor and hook up with Zadiq and get them to take care of you.
Got the U.S. Open going on this weekend. Got you soccer. Yeah, go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They got great onion rings, too. Oh, ate there late.
Yes, sir. They sure do. All right, Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good luck.
Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great tournament, Jamie.
Appreciate
have a great tournament.
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Jamie.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Roger, great job this
same
week.
Same here, buddy.
Christian, great job. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. Can't do it without you. We're blessed to have you listen every day. Thanks to everybody here in Darnell and in this fine community. Everybody have a great weekend.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Razorback Foundation members, it's time to renew your membership. Annual Fun Pledge renewals are now open and due March 31st. Renew now by visiting RazorbackFoundation.com or text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Be part of the tradition for the new era of Razorback football under Coach Silverfield.